Good day program with the good news coming up here and the warnings about what to do at this time of year. A lot of people are feeling extraordinarily good about giving. And so you can give here and give there, and that's swell. But don't give to the Red Cross. Don't give your blood to the Red Cross. Don't do anything with the Red Cross.
Why not?
Because the Red Cross, extraordinary, like a government agency, mismanage things like you wouldn't believe. Story after story after story all the time. And this time, I mean, the stuff isn't a focus unless there either is a natural disaster where blood is needed, or at this time a lot of people feel like that would be a great gift. Give the gift of life.
But who else shows up at these natural disasters to help them?
A lot of people do. The Red Cross charges people. Remember the whole controversy?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, okay. So there are better places for you to go to give. And if you're going to give your blood, find somebody else to give it to besides the Red Cross.
I heard a radio personality locally here in Washington talking the other day about
Why are you talking? I told you I didn't want you to talk.
I'm going to talk low like this so that I don't. If I get excited, then my voice totally goes away.
Just writes messages, it's a whole different show, Doug.
Yeah. I think you sound sexy like
a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
He kind of sounds like that singer, I ain't got no home, that one.
I ain't got no home.
Clarence Frogman.
Him,
yeah, that guy. I ain't got
All right,
no
let's
home.
Go. I want to do good news.
No. This
Yeah. This is still the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Yeah.
So hurry up and do what you're doing.
30 days of giving. Not anything organized, just yourself. You say, who can I give to for 30 days? I can give a dollar to a homeless person, $10. I can get, you know what?
Throw me in that queue, dude.
Go ahead, Doug. It's all yours.
No. You're saying Doug's all done. I'm saying, give me some money.
It has not to do with the message. It has to do with the delivery. You sound when you slap me around. If I happen to get sleepy or tired, you sound like you're asleep. And this is the Good Day program to give people a reason to get enthused about the day. And so we have some good news items, and that's not one of them. I mentioned a few minutes ago that Delta Airlines, for those of you who didn't hear the story, is hiring about 1,000. Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry. Had to do it.
Yeah, I know you did. It's you feel better now?
Go ahead,
Rich McFadden is here sleeping on the job. Jennifer Horn is here. And actually, he's pretty adroit to the cold and whatever he's got in his throat doesn't affect his fingers, so he's been doing okay there. Not great, but okay. Jennifer is here doing wonderfully well as usual. Roberta is splendid or resplendent in her splendor. And Clay here, he'll be along with some of the important things from our social media department later in the hour. But now, back to the good news. Delta says it's hiring 1,000 new flight attendants. So they post on their website the fact that they are looking for applicants. They're going to put up, as Tom Parsons from BestFares.com said, most of the airlines are going to expand and put planes back in the sky that they have grounded. And they want people. They have some flight attendants on furlough. They brought all of them back, and now they want to hire 1,000 more flight attendants. So how many people do you think have applied for these flight attendant jobs? Anybody want to take a guess? Is that a good news quiz question? A little early for the 2020.
80,000.
Nope, keep going.
Really?
Yep.
100?
100,000 people applied for these jobs.
Wow.
100,000 people applied for the jobs. Now, we all know, if you look at the numbers, the jobless rate seems to be fairly steady. However, another bit of good news this week shows payroll numbers in the current quarter going up, which means people are either working more and being paid more. It isn't that you're getting a raise, because we all know that that's not going to happen. But people payroll numbers are indicative of time spent working and or whether people are being added to the payroll. So that's a good sign. All right? You want some more good signs?
Yes.
This week, stock market numbers show real strength. 250 points, I think, yesterday. Wasn't it up yesterday, 250 points? Dow Jones Industrial Average. And most of those who are examining the numbers and what they mean, some of these experts that are on all of the radio and television programs that focus on money, suggest it's because of the employment numbers improving. That is, number of people and how much they're getting paid. That's sort of related to what we were saying before. Payroll numbers are up, so that's good news. I'm not sure on the not so good news department that the president saying no offshore drilling on the East Coast is a good idea. We have the March announcement where he said, "Yep, we're going to have drilling," and now no. And you know that it's a reaction to an overreaction to what went on with the BP spill. That's all it is. It's the people. I mean, one almost wonders whether this was a cat and mouse game or the carrot and the stick appealing to his base. The base of folks who like Obama are people who are, and I'm not going to use this term environmentally friendly because I think that's an obnoxious term. I'm environmentally friendly, and yet I think we should be drilling everywhere. I think the economic interest of the country, if in fact you want to have all these government regulators around, put them to work monitoring what these drilling sites are doing instead of chasing around the family farmers in America. Put somebody out on these rigs and watch what they're doing and make sure that they're accountable for what's going on, and you wouldn't see the problems that there are. That's all you have to do. Instead, the choice is made, well, we're not going to drill here, so we become still as dependent, if not more dependent, on foreign oil. It's the same old story. Have you noticed what the price of gasoline is at the pump, Roberta?
$3.09 last.
What do you pay? $3.09. I pay more than that here.
Mm-hmm. That was at the cheap gas station.
No, has
I
to be more.
$3.20, isn't it?
Come on, Jennifer.
I paid $3.09 last night. I really did.
How
did
you get away with that?
I don't know.
I paid $3.19 for diesel that I had to buy at the what do you call it? Because we ran out and I haven't had the courage to call and order a new diesel yet because I know how much it's going to cost. And then you look at home heating oil. This is a rip-off to the nth degree. And have we started going back to carpooling yet? Using public transportation more yet? And where in the administration or anybody politically is there any discussion of what to do about the cost of gasoline? Anybody talking about that anywhere? Hoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
Nope.
Nobody's talking about it, right? It's just going up and 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 up. Once again, and reminding us of our enslavement to these goons of garlic over in the Middle East, who are sitting around
goons
fat.
Goons of garlic?
Yeah. Haven't you ever noticed these guys, they sit around and they have these trays of fruits and various condiments. And
goons
they have
of garlic?
Garlic. The goons of garlic. That's who they are. Who needs these people? Ugh.
Goons of garlic, yes. In the Middle East?
Yes, they have garlic in the Middle East. They can grow garlic year-round. Whereas if you're growing garlic here in this country, a gardening tip, put your garlic out now so it's there through the winter and will be growing as soon as things get warm in the spring. It's been all over the place here. That's the good news. We have actually more good news. The organ donor world is changing. I'll explain how you can fit into that as, again, a Christmas idea. Not that I want you to give... Yeah, I'm going to give my brother I'm giving my pancreas for Christmas. Not quite that. But it's organ donorship is good. Richie will argue with me about that, and perhaps he has an argument. We'll find out. Yeah, you might. 15 past the hour, you're going to keep quiet, right?
Yes, sir. I've been sent to my corner. I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
Very nice. Okay. Here we are at, 15 past the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance price. Exclusions apply.
Good news time on Good Day, 18 after the hour. Here is a story from New York City, Roberta.
New York City.
No, you have to say it right, New York.
New York City.
New York.
911 calls in Manhattan bring two ambulances to the scene of an accident.
Yeah, heard about this.
First one tries to save the patient's life. Second one tries to save the patient's organs in case the first ambulance fails. Second ambulance, this is a ethical, legal mishmash.
No,
has
this
to
is,
be.
This
Richie
is
would be, Richie, he wants to make sure that these things never happen because he figures that if they can't, they, you know.
It's big business.
There's big money in saving kidneys.
They can have my organs, but why can't it just be one ambulance? Why do they have to send two? This is what's wrong with our government.
Yeah, one, well, one. What happens to the dead person?
Yeah, yeah, if the guy fails,
the
just
dead
have
person
him harvest.
Let me tell you what hurts to have him in the same
Doug, I'll
unit.
Say it in 10 seconds and then you...
All right, Richard, all right. Please.
One ambulance is there to save your life. Yeah. One ambulance is there to make money on you.
Uh-huh. So I wonder if they all work...
Two teams. Those two teams work juxtaposed to each
Here,
other.
Here, listen how bad this is, Richie. In last 12 months, 7,600 people were waiting for an organ transplant just in New York City alone. Only 285 organ donors... In New York City, and 7,600 people needing what only 285 people were able to donate because of they had signed up. I'd sign up for it.
Yeah.
But make sure.
when my wife says pull the plug, do it and take everything you can get.
Yeah. All right. But your wife has to be the one to say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nobody else. That's no. Please. Keep your shirt and your pants on, folks. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure.
Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
You worry. We do too. So that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Because the song is beginning
Listen
to feel
once again
a lot like Christmas.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Like, you guys beginning to feel a lot like Christmas?
I don't know of that song.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
That would be your version.
Actually, no.
You and you alone.
My version is it's beginning to eel a lot like Christmas.
Eel?
There's an aquarium that is actually literally shocking visitors with its Christmas display, using an electric eel to illuminate the lights.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see this picture?
Yes, it's very cool.
Every time the eel moves, two panels gather enough electricity to light up this tree decked out in white and glowing flashes. The aquarium is in Japan, featuring an electric eel. Been doing this for the past 5 years. It's very ecologically friendly. So there's a Santa robot in this thing. You look for the... I think maybe, Clay, we ought to find this picture and to put it up in the photo section at gooddayshow.com. An electric eel lighting a Christmas tree. And its top ornament using the electricity that comes from the eel. Thus the song, Richie. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Oh, no.
Everywhere.
Is there an eel in your brain lighting up right now?
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. My father used to eat them. I used to think it was the grossest thing.
Roberta, don't you do that on Christmas?
On the planet.
Do what?
Roberta, you do eel on Christmas, right?
Yes, we do. Yes. My dad, in fact, we have a great story where my dad bought 12 live eels for a Christmas Eve dinner. And he had put them in the sink, but he didn't put the lid on the sink very tightly. And all 12 eels escaped. So here we are Christmas Eve in the basement, my dad and I with flashlights looking for these blasted eels. As they're slithering all over the place. We found 11 of them. Couldn't find the 12th. We finally found the 12th about 2 weeks later because it had crawled behind the burner. The oil burner and expired and was stinking up the place. Yeah. So we finally found it. But it's one of my most cherished memories with my dad on Christmas Eve with the flashlights in the basement looking for these eels.
Speaking
it was hilarious.
Of Christmas, important things to keep in mind the toys that meet the safety standards versus those that do not. Buy the items made in America. Do not buy the items made in China unless you want to choke your kid. That's about, in order to keep your child safe at Christmas time, you don't get them the little toy trains that they can swallow and the little creatures with the wooden pegs that they can chew off and swallow. How many of these things we'll have every year, especially since we've done so much business with China, there's always a horror story the day after, the week after, soon after Christmas, when something that ought not to have been left around for a child to play with, or shouldn't have been bought for the child to play with, gets bought, gets put in their mouth, because that's what children do. They put stuff in their mouth, fixated with the oral. They put the stuff in there, and they swallow it. And it kills them. So be careful what you are looking for. This is something the pediatricians everywhere in the Toy Industry Association, last year there were 44 toy recalls, Richie. Toy recalls related to lead mostly in the toys. Kids, again, chewing on these things, and the lead comes off, and sometimes fatalities result. Always get toys that are appropriate for your child's age. Whenever you purchase sports-related gifts, be sure to include the safety gear with that and check the child's surroundings as they play. You ought not to be in areas that are associated with any kind of risk. Word to the wise.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may have heard the ugly term foreign transaction fee when you make purchases outside the United States. Well, guess what? Some banks are actually expanding the definition of that term. Generally, a foreign transaction fee is levied when you use your credit card outside of the country. As a result, a lot of us come home to find exorbitant charges for every credit card purchase we made. Well, lately, some travelers have discovered similar charges even when they never left the country. What's happening is that certain banks now charge the transaction fee for any transactions processed outside of the U.S. So if your airline is based in Asia or your cruise line is based in Europe, you get nailed with that fee. And the worst part? It's usually not obvious where your travel provider does its banking. Unfortunately, there's no way around those fees if that's the policy your bank has adopted. So your best bet is to stick with credit cards that charge no or low foreign transaction fees. And like anything else, arm yourself with knowledge. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Attention!
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Motivate you with another half hour of conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Clay Cohut will be along in a moment with a lot of things that we're watching on the new media. He's the person in charge of our social media at Good Day. Jennifer Horn's in charge of the Big Laughs. Rich McFadden in charge of the Big Voice. Let's see, what other, we have anybody else in charge of anything?
Big. We need big here, Richie. Every
kind of like
big
the calendar Roberta got me for Christmas.
Nice.
That's one of the big somethings.
That will not be showing up on the Good Day website. Thank you very much.
No, but I did tweet about it.
Oh, did you really?
Yes,
okay, that's swell.
There.
Check Jennifer's tweet out for something big. Big accomplishments, big things. Which is more important? One big accomplishment or a bunch of little accomplishments? Think about it in your own life. What gives you the best feeling when you do a bunch of little things that work or one big thing? I think we're all different.
For me, little things.
Little things.
I give myself like a goal each day, and if I get one really...
You consciously do that, Roberta?
Yes. When I get one important thing done each day.
What's your little small goal for today?
I have an entire suite of furniture coming, and I got to get all that furniture into the apartment and arranged.
Okay.
And that's my goal for today. So I set myself one goal.
Good.
So that way you don't get overwhelmed, because, I mean, I've got lists that are, you know, scores long.
One thing at a time.
I mean, I've got 100 things on my to-do list.
You'll never go to sleep. If you,
so you pick one or two things, and if I get one of those done a day, I said, you know what? If I get one thing done a day in 3 months, my entire to-do list is gone.
There you go. What about you, Jennifer? What do you have? What's one thing you can accomplish today that you will feel good about?
I want to get my clients' Christmas cards and wine shipments out today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good job. What about you, Richie? One thing, one accomplishment that you are pretty sure you're going to actually have a chance of getting done today.
No, pretty sure I'm going to have a chance to get done. We were working on the countdown show to get it ready for the weekend.
Right.
That is our big accomplishment of the day.
Can I tell you something, though?
Sure
you guys haven't spent much time on it, but today's Rich's birthday.
We haven't, gotten birthdays
it?
Yet. Today
oh,
isn't
my goodness.
Birthday.
It is.
Happy
so that's your accomplishment today, Rich. Celebrate.
Happy birthday
that's right.
to
happy
you.
Birthday
oh, so
to
that we
you.
Arrived to you just in time, Rich.
We could do this
happy
like
birthday.
Row, row, row your boat. Row, row. Hi. Let's see how we do this.
How about you give me a birthday present and don't?
Really? You don't want me to sing to you?
Row, row, row my boat?
No, I'm not row, row,
no.
row your boat.
Happy birthday,
happy
shoe.
Birthday to you. And now, Roberta, you start singing.
You
after
live
I'm
in a shoe.
No, no, no.
You
not,
look
no.
like a monkey, a and you smell like
one. Here, I sing the first line.
Okay, I got you. Like
then Roberta sings the first line. Then Jennifer sings the first line.
And then Clay.
And, all right, here we go. Are ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Roberta.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Richie. Happy birthday to you. How'd you guys finish so fast?
That was a mess.
Because you said your line twice. Three times.
Did I say one more? I got confused. I don't like going third. Can I go
first? For our 2020 pop quiz. Here's a question. Most people who are sane and intelligent can figure this out from the sum of small information that they put in their mind. This is about something that's big, but it started small. Speaking of small getting to big. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What famous North American landmark is constantly moving backward? Famous North American landmark. It's natural. It's a part of the landscape. I would say, what famous North American landscape landmark? Constantly moving backward. 800-510-8255 as well. Christmas present. If you figure out the answer to that 2020 trivia question, you got a couple of minutes to do it. 800-510-TALK. A North American landmark constantly moving backward. What is it? And how is it that it's always moving backward? Anybody got any ideas? No? Hints, please. I just wonder if you know what the answer is. Richie? No.
No.
All right, Jennifer?
I do because I sent it to you.
Okay. And Roberta?
What was the question again?
800-510.
Shoreline or something like that.
8255. Okay, time for our poll today before we get to Clay's. Actually, may I before? I'm asking for your permission. It's my program, so I'm taking the moment here. To give people an idea, if you are shopping, Roberta has helped out an awful lot with the Queen of Cheap Material at GoodDayShow.com. There is a new move afoot. I think there's a new company, in fact, and it may be connected to Facebook. Clay, you'll have to check this for me in case I'm not right. The holiday shopping, you remember the idea of a personal shopper?
Yeah.
Go to a store, find somebody to do. Apparently, these people exist online. Did you know that?
Personal shoppers?
There's a way to let the web pick presents for your friends. Apparently, gifts.com uses Facebook information to help you shop for your friends. So you go to gifts.com, you tell them, I want a gift for Jennifer Horn. They'll go to Jennifer's Facebook page and try to learn about Jennifer from what's on the Facebook page, the information that's there about her, and get a present that will fit, and you'll just put it on your credit card, they ship it to Jennifer.
That's really, really cool.
Pretty interesting idea, actually, isn't it? When you get right down to it, it's called gifts.com, if you've not heard about it. Gifts.com. Roberta's searching it out right now because she loves the idea. Gifts.com. All right, you might want to check that out. Have you seen this would be something you'd be all over too, Clay, I would think.
Yeah, I've seen it, actually. It's very cool.
All right, so there you go. Okay, our poll today at DougStephan.com, the Atheist's annual evaluation of Christmas decorations underway, and we're asking for your take on this foolishness. Keep the decorations up. This is America. We're free to decorate, and the atheists are free to complain. B, tear them down. Christmas decorations are offensive to non-Christians. C, I don't care what happens to the decorations. People ought to stop. There is that word again, Clay.
Should.
Yep. People ought to stop complaining about something so arbitrary.
I heard you say should last hour. Though.
Never mind. Nah, 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 nah.
Never mind him, Clay.
Yeah, never mind me. Do as I say, not as I do. Let's see. D, I'm fine with Christmas decorations, but the Hanukkah ornaments have to go. And the bah. Humbug.
That's mine.
Yep. Poll yesterday, do you think jobless benefits ought to be extended? 54% of you said extend the benefits, but only for those who can prove they are aggressively looking for work. That's pretty good. 17% of you said yes, tons of people are unable to find work and need help to survive. And 12% of you said benefits are a waste of money and ought to never have been implemented in the first place. No unemployment, no how, no way. Our video of the day today, Richie, is stand-up comedian Pardis Parker, who has a fun game to play when going through airport security. We have the audio from this. You lose some of the starch by not watching the video, but we will play some of the audio. Richie, have you got that? It's Pardis Parker, TSA, stand-up, comedic, ha-ha.
Yeah. Here's a fun game to play. Next time you fly somewhere, freeze all of your liquids and gels.
You got any liquids or gels?
Shaking his head, nope.
But see, sometimes
only
with these things,
solids.
This really requires. You got to watch this.
Where's comedy TV.
Yeah, you got to watch it. Come from comedy TV. You have to watch it though.
Comedy
but it's
time.
Good. It's
send me the link.
Yeah,
it's on DougStephan.com.
Okay.
Good. Nice job, Roberta. He said, Roberta, you might want to take the rest of the day off. Rich, you got that, right?
Wait, no. Which I words can you and can't you say on the radio? Because apparently I'm confused.
You definitely cannot say that one.
All right. Oh. Okay, maybe we ought to have a little short commercial break here. And
oh, my God.
Do we? Before this place is turned into a parking lot. We have the answer to the question, Richie, right? I think we have a number.
We have the answer to something.
Yeah, right. Right.
Let's
after
just
this.
Do it.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo.
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40 plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva iodobutyrate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Wow.
You might want to go check out. I'm just checking out if you're watching this at gooddayshow.com to make sure my microphone is still working. That, what Roberta just said didn't make it on the stream either, right? When you hit the dump button, it just everything goes away?
If you were listening to the delay hits everything.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you. Congratulations, Roberta.
Wow.
So what landmark in North America goes backwards besides this show?
Okay. Where are we? Yes, we're trying to find the answer. What famous North American landmark? Obviously, something happened, folks, that distracted us. It got dumped. That's all you need to know. All right?
That's all you really can know.
That's all you really, yeah, exactly.
I'll tweet about what really happened. Yeah. That's going to be my new business.
Good for you. Gloria, listening in Leesburg, Florida. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am. How are you?
Just fine.
That's very good to hear. All right, so what famous North American landmark constantly goes backward?
The Mississippi River.
Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, river always goes downstream, so that doesn't quite work. But I'm awfully glad you thought about it enough to give me the benefit.
That's a good answer.
You know, it is, yeah. Not a bad answer at all. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Alan is in Paducah, Kentucky, listening to Good Day. Hello, Alan.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
My guess is Niagara Falls.
Yes, Niagara Falls is the answer to the question.
Oh.
The rim is worn down about 2.5 feet every year because of the hundreds of millions of gallons of water that go over it every single minute. It erodes. And if you look at the of any water tributary, any river system, especially if it's through bedrock, Colorado, all over Colorado, but especially the Grand Canyon, is an example of the wind and the rain cutting through the surface of the earth, and that's what it does. Wears things down. Water is very powerful. All right. So we have a swell Christmas item for you, Alan, if that's okay.
Sure.
That okay?
I'm excited, yes.
All right. Okay, good. Well, you're going to be more excited even in a moment because Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us. He has today's daily dose of important information, including how to prevent strokes. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here with some items that are very important, including a key to preventing you having a stroke. Ken?
Yes. Doug, this is out of the American Heart Association this morning. We know that stroke's the third leading cause of death in America after heart disease and cancer, and it's the major cause of disability. In my office, people are more concerned about getting a stroke than they are of dying of a heart attack. And the news is that maintaining a healthy lifestyle can cut your risk for first-time stroke by 80%, according to these new guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. So what do you need to do? It's a healthy lifestyle, includes not smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, and eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. These have the biggest impact on preventing stroke. You want to know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight, and make sure these are all under control.
Common sense. And
80%. Take control. You don't need any big government care. Take control of your own health.
And you know what? That's a very interesting, important thing that hasn't been said in so many words. If you took care of yourself, other than things that might be genetic, you wouldn't need all this health care stuff. It's people that don't take care of themselves. I don't need government health care unless somebody runs into me. It's 51 after. Thanks, Ken.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
5-5. CCR, when they do that. Hoid. I hoided through the grapevine. I hoided run through the jungle. I hoided with Roberta. Anyway, this is from The Big Lebowski. Great name for a movie. Creedence doing this song. Perform. I'm all shook up about what we just had.
I am too. I'm still, my hands are shaking.
I remember there was a song called Bumble Through the Jungle, wasn't there? Or was it Rumble Through the Jungle?
Bumble Through the Jungle, Rumble Jethro Tull.
Yeah, okay. That's not that song. CCR from the film Big Lebowski, which starred Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, Steve Buscemi, and Julianne Moore.
Cult classic.
Yeah, and we're playing this and acknowledging the movie because Julianne Moore is 50 today. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Rich McFadden. And happy birthday to you if today is your birthday. Chuck Curry is here. It is not his birthday. What are you celebrating today? Any big movie openings you're going to be excited about, Chucker?
Actually, nothing's opening today.
Nothing?
Status quo.
I'm shocked, in fact. Usually there's a new movie every week, at least one. Speaking of new movies, this movie did extraordinarily well. It was a second attempt at capturing a cultism, if you will. One of the most horrible ideas for a movie, and the fact that there were two of them, maybe even three of them, is appalling to me. The stars of this movie are a couple of B actors that you know and a couple of A actors that you know. So I guess the idea is to challenge the audience. Yesterday, the audience did deplorably poorly on something that I figured they'd be okay with. So, you know, I never can tell. Let's see if you do okay with this. For the swell prize, if you've never won before in Movie Moments, identify this movie.
I'm sorry, bud. That was rude of me, wasn't it? But I'd like to introduce my friend, the Black Mamba.
Black Mamba?
This is Bud.
I would think that would give it away if you know the movie.
I don't know it.
800, you know it, Chucker?
I do not.
800-510-8255. Well, if the experts don't know, let's have another clue.
Something I've always been curious about. What did you say to Pai Mei to make him snatch out your eye?
I called him a miserable old fool.
Oh, bad idea.
getting closer.
What year, Doug?
What's that?
What year?
This would have been about 10 years ago.
Okay.
All right. One more.
One of the major actors in it's dead. All right, last clue.
Plan A taught you the 5-point bomb exploding. Right?
He's dead. This guy's dead.
Of course he did. Why didn't you tell me?
Come on.
I don't know.
Voice. Right?
I don't know.
One of the leads turns 50 today, and her first big effort was a movie that she starred in with Tom Hanks. If I give you any more, makes it a little bit easier. 800-510-8255. Richie, you need any time here, or shall we just launch off into movie news? Do you see that the Jersey Boys are going to be a movie, Chucker? Do you see that?
Oh, please, no. Please, tell me no.
Yes. Yep. Nope. Yeah.
I have absolutely no interest.
Really?
It was a great play. It's a great play.
Yeah.
Great
play. Okay. No. I thought you meant Jersey Shore.
No. I said Jersey Boys.
I have to get Shore. Back up off the floor. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's actually not a bad idea. After many years of development hell, the Farley Brothers, who did something about Mary's Three Stooges movie, finally will go before cameras this March. Although, who will play Mo, Larry, and Curly is being left up in the air. Jim Carrey and Sean Penn were attached to the project, but both have taken the pass. So it'll be interesting to see who's cast in those three roles. I think it has the potential to be a very good movie. One of the many critic groups, this one, the National Board of Review, naming The Social Network the best film of 2010.
Yeah, I saw
that. No doubt it will be a player come Oscar time. And no surprise, Showtime has renewed Dexter for a sixth season, as I said many times in the show. It's probably the one or two best programs on TV.
You think that it's true that Jeremy Renner is supposed to Tom Cruise the next Mission Impossible, which would be number 4.
Right.
He brings Jeremy Renner into it, and the rumor is that Renner becomes the new agent as the MI franchise continues without Cruise. You think that's true?
That is true. Renner has stated that in a few interviews recently.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not saying Tom Cruise wouldn't do another one if this one's successful, but Renner is a major player in this film and could be the lone star if Cruise decides not to do any more, and they still make money, of course.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see here. Chad, listening to WABB in Mobile, I believe. Chad, what's the name of the movie?
Kill Bill Volume 2?
Yes, sir. Mia, let's see. Uma Thurman, David Carradine, Lucy Liu, Michael Madsen, and Daryl